This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, going as fast as I can, and producer Cal Hunter. We're having a great time today. We have talked about the blind side. Man, we took up a whole 1 hour segment, the first hour, on the blind side. How interesting that is. But we have to make a correction. We kept talking about the laws in Mississippi, about, you know, adoption laws. We got to remember, that's where he went, is to Ole Miss. This is the blind side. This is Mr. Oler, Michael Oler, but they lived in Tennessee. So it would be Tennessee law, but it doesn't matter. We just wanted to talk about Mississippi law, too. But everything was based out of Tennessee. That's where they lived, blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk also about Britney Spears. And I was just looking up Britney Spears. Now, he has two children from, who's the other famous actor? What's his name?
Oh, Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline,
he was
a
dancer.
Dancer, right. So she has two children from Kevin Federline, isn't that correct?
Yes.
But now we're going to talk about Britney, how she is getting a divorce from her new hubby. We're going to talk about that. We got Susan Sarandon case we're going to talk about. That's interesting. Leah Remedy suing the Church of Scientology and what's going on there. We got a very sad story about bunk beds, the dangers of bunk beds, or some bunk beds. And Alec Baldwin is in the news. We've got more and more after that. But if you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, give them the normal
855-529-7234.
If you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, info@radiolawtalk.com. Someone just emailed and said, can I have a shirt in this address? We shipped him a shirt, and they got a Radio Law Talk shirt that's really cool. It's a cool T-shirt. It says on the back, we got two of them. One on the back says, who needs law school? You got Radio Law Talk. And the second one says, what is it, something about not politically correct, right? Oh, when you're tired of politics radio, tune into Radio Law Talk, right? Because we're politically neutral. We talk about both
that's
sides
right.
The best we can. But the other thing is make sure, other than around the in-laws during the holidays, don't use us as authority. Other than telling your in-laws, look, when they say they say, you say who says, who's they, then you say, well, Radio Law Talk says as follows. You can do that. But, you know, go seek counsel, talk to a lawyer. We're talking about general topics a lot. We're not giving legal advice. We're here having a blast. We're just having fun. We're going to talk about, after we talk about Brittany and Susan and Leah and Alec, we're going to move on and do a little bit about case or no case. But I think we're going to do case or no case first, Cal. Are we ready for that case or no case?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
You don't have to tell me twice. Roosevelt High School, home of the Rough Riders, Fresno, California, had a policy. As soon as you are given a parking space assigned from the school lot, you can decorate it. And you must give the school a copy of your vehicle key. This rubbed Paul Bernard the wrong way. He asked why they wanted a key. And the school said, well, when you sign this agreement, we reserve the right to look through your car if we suspect any illegal activity or bring a drug dog nearby. And if you don't give us a copy of your key, you may not park here on school grounds, and we may suspend or expel you from this school. Paul said, it doesn't sound right to me. So he called his dad, and his dad called the family attorney to see if he could help him stop the school from enforcing the we get a copy of a key to your car rule. Yes, he wanted to know, Fred Penny, if he had a case or no case. What say you?
Boy, Denise has got this one nailed. Why does Denise have this one nailed down? Denise, tell me why you're going to nail this one.
Does this happen to her?
No, but tell me why you're going to be able to nail this one down. You go after Todd.
Oh, that's true.
Todd's a former prosecutor for the DA's office, former public defender. He knows exactly what the law is on this. He's over there smirking and smiling. And Todd, too bad I didn't go, and Denise, and you went last, because...
Is Roosevelt a public school?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Fresno.
Sorry.
And I'm telling you, Denise is just going to go... All right, hurry up, Todd. Whatever you say, I'm going to say, I'm going to do the same thing. So my answer is whatever Todd says.
Can I do that? I don't like to do what Todd does.
Whatever Todd says. All right, so I have no idea about criminal law, so I absolutely have no idea if they're allowed to get a key or not. I would think not, because that's a search and seizure that's not lawful. And so I think they cannot require them to give them a key. And what I'm thinking about is it's a public school, and there's exceptions. But they generally cannot ask for a key to their car, so that's not allowed. The kid would win. The question is this a real case or not? When was this?
It was in the late 90s, so very fairly recently.
Oh.
Late 90s.
That was recent?
Late 90s.
You realize it's not recent anymore?
Well, relatively recently. It's not in the 70s or 60s when I was in high school. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Which is way past recent.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, God, this is what's killing me. I'm sorry, Denise. I'm pulling on Denise. I can't make up my mind. What do I do?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say it's a scenario, not a case.
All right, fair enough. Todd Kuhn, what do you think about this?
Well, I appreciate the assumption that I have this one locked in because I'm a criminal defense attorney, former prosecutor. But I'll tell you, it gets a little, wait a second, these are minors, and I'm thinking about, okay, what happens? Can they get into a locker? What do they need? Do they have an expectation of privacy?
Exactly.
And I'll say that it would be a harder one for me to answer if this were a locker that they were trying to get into. But I don't believe that. I think the school is going too far to require that a key be given to allow access to the vehicle in a parking lot simply because you had the audacity to get a parking pass. And, you know, I just think that's too much. And so I think that would violate the Fourth Amendment rights. Now, the question here is preemptively, can the dad go to the school? I think they can. So I'm going to say that this is a case. And I'll say that this is a case. And the kid and his dad prevail in that ultimately they were not allowed to require the key be given over as part of the parking pass.
Okay, fair enough. And Denise, what do you think about this perplexing scenario I have portrayed to you?
Who had to sign for the parking pass? Was it the parent or the child?
The parent did, and it was a private parking lot.
Yeah. So you forgot to discuss one thing there, Mr. Todd Kuhn. What about consent? If signing and agreeing to the terms of the parking pass was consent to any search and seizures, then it's legal.
Well, Daddy didn't like it either. That's how this came up. That was the point of the scenario. He took this to his dad.
But he signed it.
And Dad said, now let's talk to our lawyer first.
Okay. So maybe he didn't sign it.
I do have a response to that, but I'll wait to hear your answer.
Yes. he's evil. He's evil. Well, I'm going to say, you know, it's got to be something weird if it's a case. It's got to be something really, really, really weird.
Just think of it. Just keep stalling.
I'm going to say
keep stalling.
That it is
wait.
Not a case.
You've
got to wait. But it's a scenario.
Just what I said. Not a case, but a scenario.
And Todd, you said it was a case and the kid won? Is that
case and kid/dad won.
All right, we'll be back after this to find out who's doing it.
Can they do that in your school? Can they demand a copy of your car key before you can park there? This school said, yes, we can. Coming up next, the answer on Radio Law Talk, right here on this great local radio station you're listening to, and, of course, on many stations coast to coast and always at RadioLawTalk.com.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
All that advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
All right, Roosevelt High School in Fresno. Look, you got your own parking spot as the kids. We love you guys. But, oh, by the way, give us your key. And we want your key because a spare key of the car in case we want to be able to search it for something. And Denise and I said it's a scenario but not a case. Todd said it's a case. And the dad and the kid win. They do not have to give a key up.
Well, first off, let me say the story has changed the name and place of the school, but it is a true story. The attorney said rather than fight the school, make a photocopy of your key and write on it, no consent to search, and turn in a photocopy of your key. They didn't say a working copy, did they? That lasted for about 9 weeks. They came back and said, we need an actual key. So Paul went to the arts class, got some resin, and sealed the car key in hardened clear resin and gave that to them with a note inside that said, no consent to search, on advice of his attorney. The school was getting irritated now and tried again. By that time, the family attorney wrote a letter to the school board and mentioned all sorts of things like warrantless searches and what have you. The school replied, we have rules and they will be followed, and the policy remains in effect. So while there was no legal case over the matter, the school won in this case, and that is...
Wow, that is bizarro.
Interesting, yeah.
Is it still the case in Fresno?
Still the case, from what we've been told.
Wow.
My brother used to teach down there before that came up.
That's crazy.
They had a lot of drug activity in the school, and parents were saying, you got to do something. And the school says, how about you parents do something?
Yes.
And the parents said, well, they sneak it out. What are we going to do? So they came up with this plan, and off they went.
Wow, I wonder if that is... If they can do that, because it's a school grounds and there's exceptions, you know, they're of searching issues that you give up your rights when you go into school, your locker, you give up rights to your locker, they can go in and look at your locker. You know, there's a lot of things that I gave up when I went to high school,
yeah.
But I won't go into detail.
Like I couldn't kiss my boyfriend. I got suspended for a day for kissing my boyfriend in the parking lot.
Was he worth it?
What?
Yeah.
In high school? Was it in high school?
Yes.
Yeah, Denise,
it was like junior year.
I think Denise needs to write a book about from age 14 to 18.
13. You got to start at 13.
Okay, start at 13. And I won't say what happened at 13, but I'm going to say 13 to 18. And we'll talk about it afterwards. I know what happened at 13.
A book, nothing.
13.
I want to see the movie. Come on. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do the book, and then we're going to start out with the very beginning of the scene on the roof. That's the first scene.
Yes.
And then it goes back and starts from 13 and goes to 18, and then from there, I think. That's...
I have a great idea for a book.
What?
I was going to do short stories of my life, three generations: my mom's, mine, and my daughter's.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. But that's no fun.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it would be fun.
Why?
To compare the different... Yes.
Your mom was kind of a little edgy. She's awesome. I met your mom. I think she's awesome. She's edgy, though, isn't she?
She is.
Woo.
She was before her time in some ways.
She was. She's feisty.
Yes.
I like her.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Cal. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, and that, ladies and gentlemen, I guess I should conclude this properly and say that is... Case or no case, next time the case of the free stranded freelancer, or the stranded freelancer. Sorry, that's next time on Case or No Case.
Denise, did you want to talk about Britney Spears a little bit?
Yes, I think I can talk about it.
Let's talk about, first of all, this is her third marriage, right?
It's her third marriage. Her first marriage was to Jason Alexander, and it was a oops, and it was what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Vegas.
Oh, that's the one that's like, that was a...
52 hours or something.
Yeah, they got an
annulment.
An annulment.
Right.
Tell them what an annulment is really quick.
An annulment is, it's a legal fiction. I love it. It's when you get married, but... there's some grounds for it to be set aside, if you will, and not be considered a marriage. We call it an annulment. And legally, you were not married. It goes away. And there are different grounds for it, and depending on what state you're in. And I'm not sure where she got the annulment.
Drinking was that one, the grounds.
Drinking, or maybe failure to consummate, or
really?
Yeah, lack of capacity because of the drinking, or...
I think there
was, well, that's no fun.
I think there's consummation. I don't
actually know. All I know is that it was very short-lived. And that's the guy that stalked her at her current marriage.
Right.
He tried to interfere with the wedding, and he was arrested the day that she got married at her wedding site.
I remember that.
Yeah, so that was kind of an odd one. He was also at the January 6th D.C. event. So he's an interesting character. But her second husband, of course, you said Kevin Federline, and she has two sons with him. They're still minors. They're getting older, but they're still minor children. And then she was married to him the longest. And then she married her third husband, Sam Asghari, and he's like a model producer and he's a business guy. Yes, and he's an up and coming guy. He's significantly younger than Britney Spears is. And they got married about 14 months ago. They had a rock-solid prenuptial agreement. But for every 2 years that he would stay married to Britney Spears, he'd get $1 million, up to a top total of $15 million. And he filed for divorce. He wants to end the marriage, and he's done it without waiting out that time frame. So this isn't about money for him.
Because he could have waited, what, only a few more months?
He could have waited, 14 months he could have waited, you know.
He just said, I can't go 8 more months. I just, 8 more months, I can't do that.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen any of her TikToks or anything that's going on.
Oh,
but
I see her Instagrams.
Yes, and they're not pretty sometimes.
She's kind of, that's what I'm saying, you wonder. Anyway,
I kind of admire him that he's not just going out for the money. Even though he asked for support in the petition that he filed, that's usually the attorney makes you do that just to save jurisdiction over it in case. So, anyway, we're going to have to see what happens.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about Britney Spears. Thanks for joining us. We love those of you who listen to us religiously. There's a number of you, and we appreciate it. We got more, by the way. Next week, we've got a number of new affiliates we're going to talk about. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. The show continues.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News.
News Update. A big payday for writer E. Jean Carroll, a jury in Manhattan believing her claims filed against Donald Trump, and now he's been ordered to pay. John Schaefer with details.
Former President Donald Trump must pay her more than $83 million. Last year, the jury found Trump accountable for allegations of sexually abusing Carroll in a department store dressing room during the 1990s. That was followed by defamatory statements against her.
Now, in response to the jury's verdict, former President Trump taking to Truth Social and writing, "Absolutely ridiculous!" Exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. And then in capital letters he writes, "This is not America!" Exclamation point. Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Showtime. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. @radiolawtalk.com.
So, Todd, you don't have to just tell me. How much do they say? I said they say. Oh, my gosh. According to what site did you look up this to determine what Britney Spears is worth?
It is Cooperation of Worldwide Broadcast website.
Okay.
Britney Spears' net worth at $60 million in 2023.
Wow, I think that, as bizarre as it sounds, that seems low to me. Just think of what her catalog's worth. That's the thing. What's worth the money is the catalog. I think, what did she sell? 60 million, something like 60 million records over the years? But
did she write all that stuff? I mean,
well, yeah, and Cal, it comes down to also, did she, you know, not only write, but that's a long time ago. People aren't listening to them as much as they used to, right? So I don't know. Yeah. But don't forget, then you got Thriller. Man, that thing is played like Michael Jackson's.
Yeah.
That Thriller is played every holiday, you know, during October. By the way, wasn't it true that I thought Paul McCartney bought his catalog?
McCartney, Sony, and back. I think it went around.
Oh.
Didn't Michael Jackson try to buy the Beatles catalog?
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. Then it's the vice versa. Yeah, Michael Jackson tried to buy Beatles. That's right.
Yeah, because from the information he had learned from Elvis Presley. Right? Elvis Presley gave him advice early on, and then he tried to... best. Use that advice, I thought.
And Sony bought it all. Sony owns it all now.
All right, Denise, keep going about the divorce. What's going on with the divorce? Well, the interesting thing is, I like that song.
You know what? She God damn.
She was stunned
in the dancing.
I feel like I just saw watch Fred try to do it. Michael Jackson, why he spears
I duet. Thought I was a twerk. Let me tell you.
I was just having a stroke.
So, well, there's not much more to say.
Why don't you video that and put it on our social media? Whatever. Okay. I like that. I play with you.
She hasn't done much lately. You know, she had a comeback song with Elton John, and that's about the last thing she's done. She hasn't really done a lot lately. And
oops.
You know, if you watch her Instagram and stuff, what you're doing is seeing her twirling around and around, dancing, and, you know, that type of stuff. I don't know what's happening to her, but I think a lot of people are really concerned about her.
I will make a prediction. I think that what ultimately, because you heard about this a little bit, and I think that they missed out on an opportunity to capitalize after the conservatorship. I think that there's going to be a Britney Spears reality TV show coming up where they're going to follow her around while she's making a new album, all this. I think Sam, her husband, was like, I don't want any part of that. And so I am gonzo, and I just think that you're going to see that coming up here. I'll bet in the next year to 18 months there's a Britney Spears reality show up.
You know, something that was very private that happened is she got pregnant and she had a miscarriage. You know, it was very public and it was really tragic. She's 41 years old now. Probably, you know, won't be in the cards for her necessarily to have children. And we don't know how much that played into the separation either.
She already has two.
She's got two.
I know, but she... Yeah. Two, I mean, I know what it's like to want to have another child, and you can't. And it's, so I don't know exactly, you know, what that played in there. But my feeling is that Sam is an upfront guy. He's not, he was never out there for her money. And he helped her to get through the fight against the conservatorship. They got the conservatorship ended. And I think Britney went a little bit out too far feeling freedom. Because some of the things she was doing that you could see online was not...
Or Instagram.
Yeah, whatever, social media, whatever, it was everywhere.
You mean those videos where she forgot her clothes? That what you're talking about?
That part, but also just dancing and twirling in circles.
Yeah.
Around and around.
She
I
does
mean,
it all the
just...
time. Look, I mean, that's I'm looking at her Instagram.
Right.
She goes in front of the camera and just goes circles. And.
But, you know, from her perspective, she's got to be saying, hold on a second. On any given day, you're going to get on Instagram and TikTok and see some wingnut spinning circles who's a mom and doing whatever, just trying to get attention. And nobody's going to think too much about that. But the minute I do it. Now everybody's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this person who, let's face it, was a sex symbol for years as an artist is doing something remotely provocative, but she's getting thrown under the bus for it.
Right?
Yeah, but she had a conservatorship for a reason.
Yeah.
And there really was a reason for the conservatorship for a period of time. And it feels to me like that reason is still existing and she hasn't. She's not addressing that as well as she could be.
Do you think
that's
it's mental health, Denise, or do you think it's addiction, just mental health?
Somebody a long time ago had said when she shaved her hair off, it was in some report that she had bipolar disorder.
Oh.
And I don't know that to be true, but that's a very serious mental disorder, and it's very hard. It's not one that I would ever want anybody to suffer from. And if she truly suffers from that, it's a hard person to be married
to. But she's getting 716,000 likes on her posts.
She's like 45 million
Instagram followers.
Yeah.
You know, and then you go to like her main posts, because what they do is they'll tag some posts that are the biggest ones. There's she's getting close to a million sometimes.
Okay, we're going to lose Fred down the rabbit hole here.
I'm down the rabbit. I'm looking at
the... I'll tell you right now, with all those people and all those followers and stuff, Anytime
did
she
did it again.
Anytime she eats
cow.
Cash,
cow's bopping.
It does, yeah. Phrasing. Anytime you need cash. Anytime she needs cash, she's okay. I'll do an Instagram post and I'll promo this, promo that. And you know she's got advertisers lining up to, you know, whatever. Oh, you got tassels on. That's Bob's Tassel Company. You know, just
yeah, that's true. And you know what's interesting? I out of this whole thing, a couple of quotes. When they first got married, the two of them, they talked about a prenuptial. And what's his first name again?
Sam.
And they interviewed him, and Sam said, well, of course we're getting an ironclad prenup to protect my Jeep, my shoe collection, in case she dumps me after day one.
Yeah, no, he has a good sense
that's
of humor.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
You know, his background is he's an Iranian-American.
Yeah.
And he's quite a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And a fitness instructor, like
right.
You pointed out.
Like my fitness, I'm really fit.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he'll come help you.
Yeah. Okay.
But only if you dance.
If you needed help. But, of course, you don't, Fred.
All right, let's move on. We got to go past Britney Spears. What's going on with Susan Sarandon? Now, Susan Sarandon is most famous, Todd, for what movies? What movies is Susan Sarandon?
Bull Durham.
Yep, that was probably.
Thelma and Louise.
Yep, that's the biggest Thelma and Louise. Now, she's very earthy. I mean, look, she's very left-wing. When I talk to politics, she is very, get back to basics type of person. And so what she wants to do and what she wanted to do is retire back in Vermont. So she bought this property, these wooded acres, like 45 acres, and she wanted to go completely off grid and build this place that takes no electricity, but takes a lot of electricity and gas and oil to build the things that she wanted. But we won't bring that up. And what she did is apparently she hired an individual that was $140,000 she paid him, $140,000 as a property caretaker, and then this construction company to build this house that had buckled, according to her, buckled siding, missing insulation, mold, unfurnished primary bedroom ceiling, and 47 other issues found by her engineers and contractors that said there's some problems. Now, I believe this. I've seen what's been going on with the, I'm not ripping on contractors because I know a lot of them. You got 2 minutes. Is that 1 or 2 minutes, Cal? You got 2 minutes. Let's put up there. Is that 1 or 2 minutes? There we go. 1 minute. Behind the scenes. But we're going to talk about what she's suing for and what the argument is. Again, contractors are great, but sometimes when it's a feeding frenzy out there, some of them just cut corners. So we'll be back after this.
Thank you. There's just a little time running up to the break here. Stay tuned for Radio Law Talk on this great local radio station listening to us on and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Joseph Valley.
English, do you speak it?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Those of you who follow the show, you listen to Hour 1, we had a case or no case on shower door. So it was maybe the second hour, but you noticed there was just a commercial on shower doors there. Did you, Cal, how did that work?
Well, because this is a good one, installed by a contractor.
I know Cal had something to do with that. All right, Susan Sarandon, and she's beautiful. She's in her 70s, right? 76. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
That, time's flying, Denise. And so she's 76 years old. So this, we have this entirely off the grid set up. She's suing, saying, look, you guys got to fix this stuff. And I, just between you and I, have seen this happen many times, that it just is... They go fast. They got to get it done quick because they've got 200,000 other jobs backing them up. I mean, you know, that's an exaggeration, but that you have to understand that this is not unusual. So they make a big deal out of it. But for Susan to sue, and by the way, it's not her suing. She's got a company called The Right to Bear Farms. Coming from a person that's anti-gun. At least, well, at least I think she's, you know, I'm not anti. I don't know if she's anti-gun, but she's definitely not
pro farms.
Yeah, pro farms, but anti. most farmers like guns, but anyway, but the right to bear farms. There you go. Anyway, that's the most exciting thing we've got to talk about right now.
I'm waiting for PETA to come after her, claiming that her right to bear farms is you're harvesting bears? What the? Why would you have a bear farm? Good heavens.
Depends on how it's spelled.
Leah Remini. So, what is it? I still...
Well, that is... Well, that's a right to... Yeah, if you spell it B-A-R-E, that's just a nudist colony, right?
Maybe that's what it was going to be. You know?
Well, you know, I'm starting to have second thoughts about this.
Like mine.
Let's strip down that farm.
Todd's showing up. Is this the right to bear farms?
Yeah.
I'm here.
What do yes, I you're overclothed, Mr. Q.
I'm a gardener.
The pool boy.
Yeah, I'm the pool boy.
855 Law Radio if you want to call in and just sit here and listen to us laugh.
I got a tool belt with a bunch of suntan lotion in it.
So what's going on with Susan Sarandon?
Yes.
Well, we're past that. We're on Leah Remini.
Oh. I was going to ask you, do you guys do construction defects?
No, we don't.
No?
No.
That's a hard case, huh?
Well, no, that's a lot of work. That's all. You know what that's all about?
No.
That's expert-heavy litigation that, you know, it just costs a lot of money. The ones that make the money are who? The lawyers
and the experts. And here in Northern California, Fred, with all of the post-fire construction going on, it's a nightmare out there.
Oh, you're right. To find someone to... Oh, that's crazy. But anyway, Leah Remini, I have never really known, and Todd stays more up on this than I do.
Uh-oh.
What has she done, Cal? Before, I know Cal knows. Before Cal...
King of Queens.
What's that?
That was a sitcom with Kevin James, and she played his wife. She was the... you know, she and Kevin James starred in King of Queens, a long-running sitcom. I think it was on CBS.
Yes, kind of the Fran Drescher of this generation.
Yeah. And a very vocal opponent of the Church of Scientology.
Right. Well, tell us.
Very vocal opponent of the Church of Scientology.
So she was a member of the Church of Scientology.
She was.
And she left. And the big issue that occurred is she actually showed up. There was a program where she was interviewed. I don't know if it was like a 2020. It wasn't a type of thing or a 60 Minutes type of thing.
It was a series.
A series that talked about the negatives of Church of Scientology, right? And so that was in 2013 is when she broke off from the Church of Scientology. And she has now brought a lawsuit claiming intentional, malicious, and fraudulent rumors to intimidate and silence her, and that she's being harassed, etc., stalked, surveyed, threatened, intimidated, etc., etc.
That's where I thought I was out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly that. So what's happened is she's bringing a lawsuit saying that the Church of Scientology is having all this done to her, and it's not necessarily just hurt them specifically, but people on their behalf are subjecting her to psychological torture too. I mean, obviously the church is saying it's ludicrous. Allegations are lunacy is the quote from the church.
This is one of the most secretive churches that exists. Their process is everything. It's very secretive. It's based on Ron L. Hubbard's.
L. Ron Hubbard's.
He was the founder of it, and it's a very. I've read the book, and it's a very interesting take on things. And basically, people have to become clear, if you will, and by becoming clear, then they rise to different levels of humanship, and they believe that when they die, they actually go up into space, and it's a very different kind. They actually believe too that whatever you say about a fetus in the womb, that fetus hears it, and so you can't talk negative, you can't do all this stuff, and that you have to be very, very careful about these type of things, because these type of memories could be implanted, if you will, and then you have to fight your life to become clear of those.
Well, at least they're being positive out there, you know, setting fire to things and doing stuff, so I don't know.
Well, we don't know how positive you know, it's very secretive.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know.
And the allegations that she's making is that since she quit the church, they've done a lot to try to discredit her as a person and stalked her and harassed her and done all these things. So we'll have to see how this is going to go.
And the thing that really spurred her on in terms of leaving the Church of Scientology is the leader of the church, David Miscavige.
Mm-hmm.
His wife has not been seen publicly since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So when Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes get married in 2013, I think it was, Leah Remini, still a member of Scientology, had spoken about her concerns that Miscavige's wife has not been seen since then. From that time, she like put a She's coming a huge target on her back because she had the audacity to make reference to the fact that Miscavige's wife hasn't been seen publicly since 2007. And nobody knows, you know, what the deal is with her. And that has been the, what she's claiming, the source of all the animosity from Scientology against her, why she left, and the whole ball of wax.
Wow.
And a lot of the allegations are that once you leave the church, nobody in the church, including your family members, can have a relationship with you. You are done, gone, out, excommunicated.
That's interesting.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah. Well, here's the most interesting thing I thought about the whole thing. And Leah Remini says, you know, given what we're just said about the Church of Scientology, said she says that anyone in her orbit, including her family, friends, and business partners, advertisers, potential employers, and staff, are targeted also. I thought it was interesting she used the word orbit. Well, that's pretty Scientologic.
That is.
Religion based on his science fiction writings. He was a science fiction writer, and this all came into doctrine. It's pretty fascinating stuff.
Anyway, so that's the Scientology issue that's going on. Leah Remini is bringing a lawsuit, and we're going to see what happens. Now, the big question is going to be, with lawsuits like this, are they going to be able to open up some of the, maybe what she's trying to do is open up some things that are, like you said, Denise, more sacred to them. See, some things aren't secret to people. They'll call them sacred, right? Because I've heard people say of other churches, there's certain things that other churches do that is secret. And I say, no, they're sacred. And to them, something being sacred does not need to be opened up to the public. So I'm going to say maybe Scientology.
Or open up to ridicule.
Right, ridicule.
Right.
Yeah, so they're secret and they're sacred. So maybe their argument is, well, it's sacred. Again, now who's the other actor that is being...
Danny Masterson.
That,
convicted.
Oh, yeah.
Recently.
Multiple rape.
Yes.
And he is a Church of Scientology. They're claiming it happened in Scientology or not?
No.
The Church of Scientology helped to cover him up.
That's what the argument
is.
Yeah,
that was what the women had said.
That,
remember, the Church of Scientology investigated themselves, did not turn it into police,
okay.
And, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
And he was found not guilty by, like, 10 to 2 first time.
No. He was acquitted. It was a hung jury.
Hung jury, but it was, like, 10-2 or
yeah.
It was like, wow, you even bring it, and they brought it again and found guilty. But that's another story that we could talk about later. But we're coming back, hour three. We're going to have a case or no case, and continue. We're talking about child bunk beds and Alec Baldwin. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and we thank you on many great radio stations coast to coast, more than 100 of you, and we thank you. And also many of you listen on RadioLawTalk.com on demand. You can get any episode anytime you'd like on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.